What do you get for an expectant mother who spends most of her time in a tree? An orangutan at the Cameron Park Zoo in Waco, Texas, is expecting a baby orangutan in mid-January. So staff at the zoo have set up a registry and even planned a baby shower for May and her mate, KJ. Laura Klutz is a trainer at the Cameron Park Zoo, and she joins us now from the orangutan barn. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you just, register at Crate and Barrel and get them some jelly jar glasses, right?
Actually, we did a registry at Target, and we have over 400 items on that registry, ranging from blankets all the way to, toys and things that they can interact with.
Oh, toys like what?
We have a baby Einstein piano on there. May really likes to be interactive.
Oh, my God, my children had a baby Einstein piano.
Yeah. Yep, and we also have different videos and CDs because they do like to watch movies and listen to different things. And then we also have actually baby blankets and towels because in the wild, orangutans live way up in the trees and they cover themselves up. Yeah. And so they do the same thing while they live here in captivity with us.
Oh, I mean, how much does a baby orangutan need?
Well, it really just needs its mom and food and shelter. But here in captivity, we like to give it all kinds of different enrichment. And so the toys will actually be used for all of our orangutans that we house here. So we have four adults and we can let them interact with all the enrichment items. So they're not just for a baby, they're for the whole orangutan family.
Oh, well, that's nice to remember everybody at a time
yes.
like this. Now, how do you throw a baby shower for an orangutan couple?
So they're going to have their exhibit decorated with baby shower kind of decorations and streamers and different things that they can have to interact with. And then we're going to have cake for the public. And then we're going to let them open a couple of the presents that they're allowed to have right there and then. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be giving special keeper chats for everybody that comes out.
If I might ask a course question, is a blessed event like an orangutan birth also an opportunity for you to remind people what the zoo is all about and, dare I put it this way, raise money for it?
Absolutely. Our first goal as a zoo facility is to make connections between the public and our animals. Mm-hmm. And we've done that. Everybody knows May and KJ, and they love them, and they want to know how they can help them and their wild cousins. But they are definitely ambassador animals for their species in the wild. The other interesting thing about an orangutan baby is they have the longest inner birth period of any land mammal. So you really only get an infant about one to every 8 to 9 years. And so when we have a baby, we like to educate people and express that and get them excited about it, because if we don't take care of them or their habitat in the wild, then there's going to be no more of them estimated in about 10 years.
Oh, my word. So this really is a blessed event, isn't it?
It really is, and which is why we're super excited about it and awesome to tell everybody that we can about it.
Is there a name for the new arrival yet?
We don't have a name. So even though we actually do weekly ultrasounds with May, she does it with voluntary proactive training. And she comes up to the mesh and we're able to put the probe on her belly through the mesh in a protected contact situation. And our OBGYN comes out and makes sure everything's going good. But unfortunately, they will not tell us the sex of the baby. We'll come up with a list of names for potentially what we like for girls and boys. And then after baby is born, we'll go ahead and get a name picked. So her last baby, we actually let the public vote on the top three names. And we raise money for an orangutan conservation.
Well, lots of luck to you and to KJ and to May. Well, why am I saying KJ? Huh? His work is done. May.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura Klutz is an orangutan trainer at the Cameron Park Zoo in Waco, Texas, and the first person I've ever interviewed in an orangutan barn. Thanks very much for being with us.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for having us.